The Atlantic coast of France is known for great sailing. Now, COVID had put a damper on traditional summer regattas these last 2 years. They were hugely scaled back, but this year the sailboat races are back in full. Lucky Eleanor Beardsley sends this postcard from the island of Noirmoutier.
Locals say the regatta was born on this windy island at the end of the 19th century when seaside resorts became popular and people began sailing for pleasure. The month of August brings competitors to Noirmoutier for its classic and vintage regattas.
So we're going down into this boat.
Father-daughter team Antoine and Eleonore Augereau show me their 45-foot yacht Enchantement, built and maintained according to its 1923 design.
Six people it sleeps. Wow.
Eleonore says the regatta may have been scaled back last year, but the winds weren't. She recalls when their mast snapped.
It was so loud, so much things happened at the same time. But I just turned around. My dad was in the water. There was no mast. I'm like, oops, something happened.
Antoine says there was no question of replacing it with a modern metal one.
I don't want to sell this kind of boat with modern equipment. It's really crazy to consider that you can sell a one centenary boat with the same spirit of competition than 100 years before.
Et puis, ce qui est important, c'est qu'il essaie pas de fermer.
Skipper David Myers is slurping oysters and white wine at a regatta reception. Myers is from the British island of Jersey. He wasn't able to compete last year because of COVID travel restrictions.
The welcome they give us here is superb. Good French food and sunshine, and there's very good winds for sailing, so it couldn't be better, really.
Cinq, quatre, trois.
The 3 days of racing kick off in a brisk wind. I have the chance to join a three-person crew for one of the days. We sail a 27-foot dragon designed in 1929. Skipper Philippe Gibert spends much of his time yelling instructions to his inexperienced crew. There are three sails to raise, lower, and trim, controlled by a dozen different lines, each with a different name. Everything is manual. Just when I think we're getting the hang of it,
man overboard.
A crew member is knocked off the boat. Luckily, his life vest inflates as it should when he hits the water. Gibert hoists him back on board. Shaking his head, he says he's not aiming high this year.
Oh, my goal is that we don't broken anything, neither the boat, neither the man. That's my only aim.
At the awards ceremony, winning boat Ilia Bella has several young people on its crew, a rarity these days.
Aurélien Levé.
Cyriac Levé is my brother. Ladislas Levé is my cousin.
Cyriac Levé, who's 25, explains what it takes to win.
You need to pay a lot of attention about what you are doing and also about what other people are doing. So you get synchronized, because if just one guy mess around, then the whole team is slowed down.
Regatta organizer Jean-François Tau says COVID was not sailing's biggest crisis, but becoming a niche old man sport is. He says attracting young people is now a main goal of these summer regattas.
What we have seen, each guy that has been in touch with the values of the sea will smoke less, work more, and at the end of the day, will probably get something more successful in terms of building his life.
Those important values of the sea and sailing: teamwork, solidarity, equality, and healthy sea air. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Noirmoutier, France.